Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Trapped residents in the mountains of Southern California after huge snowstorms may have to wait another week to get out. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus on the help that's on the way.
As we contact people that are having difficulties with food resources, we have meals ready to eat that we will transfer to them to help them stabilize their food situation and continue with the road operations until they can get to regular grocery stores and have that type of support.
Alec Murdaugh was sentenced this morning.
Before sentencing him to life in prison without parole for the 2021 murders of his wife and 22-year-old son, South Carolina Circuit Court Judge Clifton Newman asked Alec Murdaugh about something Murdaugh said on the witness stand.
Oh, what tangle web we weave. What did you mean by that?
It meant when I lied, I continued to lie.
And the question is, when will it end? When will it end?
The 54-year-old disgraced and disbarred lawyer still faces nearly 100 charges related to drugs and financial wrongdoing. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
President Biden had a cancerous lesion removed from his chest during his physical last month. The White House says his doctor has determined all cancerous tissue was successfully removed and no further treatment is needed. The lesion was a basal cell carcinoma, a common form of skin cancer. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
The president has had several non-melanoma skin cancers over the years. Several were actually removed before his presidency, and he's followed on a regular basis by a dermatologist for examinations.
The president also awarded a Medal of Honor today at the White House.
It was an honor more than five decades delayed for retired Army Special Forces Colonel Paris Davis. In 1965, under heavy Viet Cong fire and himself shot, the Green Beret refused an airlift until all his soldiers were rescued.
Sir, he said, I'm just not going to leave. I still have an American out there.
President Biden noted the Medal of Honor paperwork for Davis was lost in the 1960s.
Not just once, but twice.
Colonel Davis is black, and his family suspects racism had something to do with it. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
A warning for spring breakers heading to Florida. Major William Schultz is with the Fort Lauderdale Police Department.
Possessing any fraudulent ID or presenting it to an establishment, also having open containers of alcohol, anywhere outside of an establishment is prohibited on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
The markets gained ground on this last trading day of the week. The Dow finished up 387 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Stop by for free workshops, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. We're getting active with fun local events like our upcoming Lowe's Bucket Ball Challenge and Kids Workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for our full event lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Light the lamp.
Go away! He scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 21. About an inch of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. One quick story I want to share with you, and then we'll get back to your phone calls on Anything Goes Friday here. Leaked audio. This is remarkable. The Guardian, theguardian.com, had one top of the page, big report. A manager for one of the largest rail companies in the United States recorded a phone call. Her name is Stephanie Griffin. This was a couple of years ago, in which she was a... she was a car man, and which means that her job was to inspect rail cars before they traveled. And one of the things that they had to inspect was the wheel bearings. And you know that a wheel bearing is failing when it starts leaking oil, right? And then when the oil is all gone, then the bearing just disintegrates because it doesn't have lubrication. And the manager told her that if it wasn't pooling on the ground, that wasn't enough. And that what she said, he refused a bad order, a mark for repair, with bad wheel bearings. My boss took issue with it because it increased our dwell time. In other words, the time that before the train could leave. When that happened, corporate offices would start berating management to release the cars. She goes on to say, it's very obvious that management is not concerned with public safety and only concerned with making their numbers look good. She also claimed that she and other workers did not receive any formal training to inspect or repair rail cars. And if you look at the video of that train that derailed in Palestine, Ohio, you can see the bearings on one of the cars is clearly just disintegrating. I mean, there's all these flames coming out of it. She went on to say, most railroad workers are fighting against an entire system that only exists as a money-making apparatus for the wealthy. These trains run through our towns, but they do not run next to the rich folks' homes, nor next to our politicians' homes. This is a top-down problem. Yeah, you think? And then we get to the part that's really truly kind of mind-boggling, and that is that over the last two decades, the rail industry has spent $654 million lobbying Congress and state legislators, federal and state legislators. $654 million spent buying politicians when they could have used that money to put in electronic brakes on their trains. Well, actually, putting the electronic brakes on the trains, some of the estimates are that it would have cost over $1 billion. But, I mean, these are rail companies that, you know, are showing billion-dollar profits every quarter. So it's chump change for them. And one of the main things that they lobbied against, this was in 2009, Democrats had introduced the Railroad Antitrust Enforcement Act of 2009 that would have forced some of the big railroad companies to break up. And the rail industry jumped in and just started pouring money into Congress. And that bill literally never even came to the floor for a vote. It never got out of committee. And the top federal recipients of BNSF Railway PAC cash during the 2022 campaign in the House of Representatives were Kelly Armstrong, a Republican from North Dakota, And Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat from New York, who is now next in line to be the Speaker of the House should the day come and is the leader of the Democrats. They spent $60.3 million. Open Secret says the rail industry spent $60.3 million in lobbying just in 20 states, including California, Texas, and New York. And then they talk about how in December of last year, Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul vetoed a proposed two-person crew bill that would have required most freight trains to be operated by at least a conductor and an engineer, a safety measure that both the rail unions and bipartisan lawmakers supported. But apparently she's taking money from the railroads, too. Everybody's on the take. They talk about Governor Mike DeWine in Ohio, which is where this derailment happened. He's on the take. Chris DeLuzio, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, has sponsored a new House bill aimed at imposing more strict regulations on trains carrying dangerous chemicals, according to David Sirota's TheLever.com. In an interview this week, he said the money that flows through the political system is obscene and it has a corrupting influence. Gee, you think? The place to attack this is Citizens United. It's the Supreme Court. So, anyhow, just wanted to put that on your radar screen and let you know about it. And it's pretty grim stuff. It's very grim stuff. All righty, let's pick up your phone calls here. Paul in Lucerne, California. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'd like to talk about a couple things. First, I'd like to remind people it's phone banking season again. Yeah, it's here again.
Phone banking. Okay. Who do you phone bank with?
Really important. I phone bank with the California Democratic Party, mm-hmm. but there's lots of people out there. MoveOn's doing it right now. It's phone banking.
Yep.
All the phone banks.
Indivisible's doing it too.
Yeah, and we need people to sign up to make phone calls. Mm-hmm. The only way we're going to fight this big money is with people.
Yep.
That's all we got.
Yep.
But we got a lot of people, so we should be able to win.
Yep.
Now, my second point I'd like to make. You're talking about organic food and how it's expensive. Yeah, it is. But Safeway, if you have access to a Safeway, their organic food is tested by an independent organization. It is truly organic, and it's only pennies more.
Mm. Yeah. I've noticed we have a chain here, which I believe is owned by Kroger, called Fred Meyer, and they've got a large organic section. And it's not that much more expensive. Whole Foods tends to be more expensive. They're owned by Amazon now. But the organic section...
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
They're trying to compete with Trader Joe's down here.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. So,
and Trader Joe's is really expensive, and their food is...
Well, I haven't done a taste test or anything like that. But I do... I think that's what's happened, 15, 20 years ago... It was expensive to eat organic, and you had to really work to even find organic food.
It's hard to find it. Yeah.
And I think what's happened is that it's gone through that traditional product cycle where it starts out with the early adopters, and then it goes to the early mass market, and then when it hits mass market, that's when suddenly prices drop and everything becomes competitive and availability is widespread. And I think we're on the verge of there with organically produced foods. There's a lot of demand for them.
We're definitely there in California.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here in Oregon, too. A lot of people are still shopping, looking for pennies. Paul, excellent. And yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Paul. Good to hear from you. Portia in Maple Valley, Washington. Hey, Portia. Portia, right?
Hi. I wanted to talk to you about credits on solar. We have both solar panels for electricity, and we have a hybrid car.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can go off topic for 1 second, the gentleman who called about taxing Social Security, when they put in the tax on Social Security, and then they changed it. Right now, anywhere from 0% of your Social Security to 85% of your Social Security can be taxable, depending on what your other income plus half of your Social Security is.
Okay.
And the man is right. They have not changed for inflation the limits on that.
Oh, that's
interesting. So as soon as your income, if you're a single person, if your income and half of your Social Security goes over 25%, you pay tax on your Social Security, but right. you might not pay, you know, 50% or 85%. You might pay 2% or 10%.
Right. Depending on what your general income
because
is.
Because it's a...
Thank you for explaining that.
It's kind of a sliding scale thing.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
So. Okay, this is all new to me, but you know, I'm terrible when it comes to taxes and stuff. Louise handles our finances and money in our house, so I just don't.
Yeah, well, I worked in income taxes for a number of years and taught classes on it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk to you about solar tax credits because mm-hmm. we ran into this. We had solar put in for electricity in 2015, and the numbers and the rules may have changed some, but at that time, you got a 30% credit, which was great, except our taxes weren't anywhere near that amount, but it had a carry forward benefit, so we could use, you know, $3,000 one year and $4,000 the next year and carry it forward, and that was great. Until we bought the hybrid car, and we got a $7,500 tax credit on it. But when I started looking at the taxes, we had to use that all in one year, and we had to use what was left of our carry forward on our solar electricity in the before we got the $7,500 credit on our car. Huh. So I took a bunch out of our IRAs. I wouldn't lose.
Wow. Oh, it's an exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans. And Experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. And they truly are an all-American cruise lines, from the ships being made here in America to being staffed by American. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, hello, Tom. Good day to you.
Thank you. Back at you.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I have to go back to what was recently discussed here just a couple minutes ago about pouring money. Just the whole concept of those two words together, mm-hmm. pouring money.
Mm-hmm.
It just so rings up and down. And it was so good to hear from Larry again today. I always enjoy his analysis.
Yep, me too. Yeah.
And I would like to hear Larry expand on cannabis and what happened to Henry Wallace after Roosevelt and how our country might have been different had it gone a different direction on that whole thing, and if we could have rid the society of this fear of agriculture, of landowners who had enough land to grow vast quantities of hemp as opposed to cotton. Now we realize the value of this plant, and still it's a Schedule One.
Yeah. George Washington grew it.
Abraham Lincoln enjoyed it on his back porch. Yeah. Liked to watch the wildlife while smoking a big one. And I just don't understand why this lingers. We're having a vote on it today in Oklahoma, a statewide vote. It's all so ridiculous. Farmers ought to be growing hemp, and conservationists, river keepers ought to be advocating for using hemp on banks of creeks and rivers, where it's not a high THC content plant, but the ones, you know, it's all you can work that seed any way you want. Talk to farmers and gardeners, and for the young man who wants to be involved, all you got to do is look. There's a lot going on in your local farmers markets. Just go to a local farmers market and talk to any one of the vendors there about what they're doing.
Yep. Yeah, no, hemp is, Bob, you and I have been talking about this literally for years, and I completely agree with you that hemp as a cash crop would be an important contribution to American agriculture, and it is in some states already now, and it has been in Canada for, I think, a decade and a half. And frankly, you know, marijuana, which is, you know, not hemp, but is very closely related, is also doing really well. So, yeah, Bob, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Charles in Chico, California. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I heard recently that the federal government borrows money from the corporations, and I think at 4%, and that's how they pay the bills. In other words, when the Republicans say we're going to shut down the government and we're not going to pay for our bills, essentially, those bills are actually from corporate money that they lend to the government.
Well, yes and no. Here's how it works, Charles. When the federal government runs a deficit, and it has been doing this since 1835. The last time we zeroed out the national deficit was during Andrew Jackson's administration. In fact, it's the only time in American history that we did that, and it produced the longest and deepest depression in American history. But anyhow, when the federal government runs a deficit, they sell IOUs that are called treasury bills or treasury bonds, and you can buy them, I can buy them. Mostly they're bought by wealthy individuals, they're bought by big companies, they're bought by pension funds, they're bought by investment banks, they're bought by foreign governments. China's sitting on about $1 trillion of them. And the government pays an interest rate that is defined in part by the Fed. So, you know, that's how it works. So You know, when we're talking about paying our bills, we're actually talking about cutting checks to actually pay our bills. It's not a lack of money, and it has nothing to do with corporations. There's plenty of money in the U.S. Treasury. Well, actually, it's we're running up against the debt ceiling, which is how much we can borrow in order to pay our bills. And the borrowing is by issuing these Treasury bills, which are other people's savings. Charles,
you're
listening
to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And that's the most important point, and that's why when Jackson paid off our national debt, it created a depression, because we need to have a safe place to save money, and Treasury bills provide that. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 21. About an inch of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
101 FM, The Shaw.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing a door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. And welcome back. It's Anything Goes Friday, picking up your phone calls. Molly in Seattle. Hey, Molly, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Okay, so I'm LTLFTC, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, so I would like to talk about the Reagan tax cuts. Mm-hmm. I lost my father in 1980. I was a junior in college, and his benefits... well, he had saved for my older brothers and myself to attend college. Mm-hmm. And when he passed, you know, my brothers were already done with college. I was one of the lucky ones who was able to collect his Social Security benefits as a college student. Mm-hmm. And it ended, what, I think in 1983.
That was when Reagan did his Social Security reform.
Right, yes. It was my father's Social Security benefit.
Right.
I was, you know, and it helped, you know, pay off my tuition. But I felt like a rich student. I was at a local public university. So I was able to, like, take my friends out, you know, for pizza parties, and, you know, I felt so blessed by it. And then, you know, once it ended, I guess my father died, or I was born at the right time for me to have that benefit, and my mother as well.
So prior to Reagan's, I didn't know this, prior to Reagan's Social Security so-called reforms in 1983, well, there were some actual reforms in there. Prior to that, when a parent died, I know even now if you know, like, for example, Paul Ryan, was partly raised with Social Security money from his father having died. Again, I'm not sure if that was before 83 or not. I'm guessing it probably, well, I don't know. But after 83, children no longer qualified to receive their their parents' benefits, or was it that you aged out of
that?
No,
I think mine ended, you know, like after I graduated.
I see.
In 1982.
I see. Okay.
But I can't remember the exact amount, but I think it was like $400-something a month.
Well, wow, which is more than enough to pay tuition back then.
Oh, exactly. And my father had already saved.
Yeah.
And don't quote me on that 400. All I knew at the time, as a 19-year-old, I was getting, you know, a lot of money that
and a
I
great
could
education.
Share.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, Molly, that's great.
And then, I'm a lucky one. You know, kids don't have that these days.
Yeah. So that's the point you wanted to make?
Yeah. Well, the other point is community gardens, you know, do it if you can. We've had one for like 25 years and, you know, they're usually in sunny places and we get enough, you know, green crops. You know, I'm in Seattle, so you can grow almost year round. And my husband takes care of a food bank plot and, you know, we... there's a schedule we deliver to the local food bank. So, you know, do it if you can.
Yeah, it's a great social experience. It's a great, you know, connecting to the earth experience. And you get good food. So, yeah. Molly, thank you.
Exactly. You know, we're still eating Swiss chard.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much for the call. And Molly, I very much appreciate it. And welcome to the program. Thank you for calling in. Annie in Sugar Grove, North Carolina. Hey, Annie, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year, because I haven't called in since October.
Oh, my.
I know it's March, but still, it's a new year. And Paul Ryan, by the way, is, I just looked it up while I was on hold. He was born in 1970, actually January, so he just turned 53. Hmm. And his dad died when he was 15, so he started getting benefits in 1985, roughly. I think he was 15 when that happened.
So then Reagan
but that's
didn't
not
mess
the reason
with
that. I called. Pardon me?
So Reagan didn't mess with the survivor's benefits?
No, I don't think he had.
Right.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
But there's a woman, she has passed away, and I love this quote of hers. Her name is Rachel Held Evans. And it was about, she made it when Kim Davis wouldn't sign the marriage license, you know, for same-sex marriages in Kentucky.
Yeah.
She wrote this, and I have it handy. She wrote this about Kim Davis. No one's being jailed for practicing her religion. Someone's being jailed for using the government to force others to practice her religion.
Right.
Isn't that amazing, that
it
quote? It pertains to right now, too, with what the Supreme Court is doing.
Yeah.
I wanted to add to that $25,000 with the Social Security thing.
Mm-hmm.
I collect Social Security, and then I have a small pension and a small 401k. And I get, you know, statements, 1099, and you get a 1099 from Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a little math formula on the form. Louise probably knows about this.
I'm sure she does.
She does the books. Anyway, so what you do is, and there's two columns. In the left column, you put your Social Security amount, your entire amount, and then on the right column, you put the half amount of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add to it pensions, thrift savings accounts, or 401ks, or whatever.
Right.
And if it goes over, I'm single for me, if it goes over $25,000, that's when you start paying taxes. And last year, mine was $26,046. So I was $1,046 over. So I owed like close to $350 to the feds and the state of North Carolina.
Wow.
So that's that little formula is on the actual, it's called a SSA 1099 Social Security benefit.
So that $25,000 was of, you know, that you get taxed on your income over $25,000, your Social Security income over $25,000.
Right.
That was put into place by Reagan in 83 when Social Security wasn't paying that much because, I mean, you know, it's the dollar's worth almost 10 times more than it was in 83.
I couldn't live on my Social Security, but I didn't have my pension and my small for savings.
Nobody can.
You know, I wouldn't be able
to.
I'd have to keep working. And if you're married, it's $32,000. If you're married, it's $32,000.
So that was our caller earlier. He was saying this should have had an inflation adjustment over time. And he's absolutely right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. The very first guy, yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I'm sorry I was so confused.
No. You know, it's fine. But I'm kind of freaking out. I've saved some money, but I'm like, last year between the state of North Carolina and the feds, it was like $750. And so I'm thinking it's probably going to be close to $1,000 this year.
Yeah.
And my taxable income is $17,000.
Wow.
That's what's so amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Even though the formula puts me at 26, it's really mind-numbing.
And you've got billionaires like Donald Trump who literally go an entire 20 years, two decades, and not paying a penny or paying $750 a year in federal income taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, how about the 2 years he got away without paying anything and got the IRS, head of the IRS, to just look away when he didn't go through the mandatory audit that presidents are supposed to go through?
Yeah, well, it's not just him. I mean, it's basically every billionaire in America is...
They buy these tax breaks
from politicians, and you and I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Annie, thank you. Thanks for educating
me. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom, my friend. I have a plan to get rid of all Republican U.S. congressmen in California. Every man, woman, and college kid in California with any ties to any red district, including Kevin McCarthy's in Valdeo, go vote in the red district. We don't need to vote in Berkeley. Anyhow,
In most parts of the country, you have to vote in the precinct where you're registered. Are you saying in California you can vote anywhere in the state?
No, I'm not sure, but what I'm saying is that if you have any ties, if you have relatives, go register in the red district.
That might be illegal. I mean, you've got to register in the place of your primary residence, James, where you live.
Not necessarily here. We have same day voter registration.
Right, but that doesn't mean you can lie about where you live.
It's not necessarily lying. It's where you used to live, your parents.
No. I don't want anybody following advice that might get them busted for, you know, give the Republicans another excuse to say, voter fraud.
That's why I'm saying now, Tom, go register.
Well, if you want to move to those areas, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Democrats moving into red areas and living there and registering to vote and getting active. But, I'd be very, very wary about trying to play games with where you're registered to vote. James, I understand what you're trying to do, but you've got to do it by the rules. And unless California is a real outlier here, that would get you in trouble.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
15 minutes before the hour, back with your calls right after this. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America.
Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell it. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus consumers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get your home projects done right. Louise and I bought a fixer-upper a few years ago, and Angie has helped us fix things that needed to be repaired hassle-free. Angie gets the stress. They understand the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish, plus upfront project pricing, so you know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today. Or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie.com. And welcome back. So Bill Lee, and the governor of Tennessee, just signed a bill outlawing drag shows in Tennessee. I've mentioned before, when I was a teenager, I was a DJ at the local country western station, and I used to occasionally, I was fill-in talent, DJ the drag shows at Joe Covello's gay bar in Lansing, Michigan, back in the 60s. Having been in the audience for drag shows on multiple occasions, and Louise and I used to go dance to them, or afterwards, the music afterwards, I can tell you, this is not about sex. You know, drag shows are not sexual. But on the other hand, have you ever seen one of these child beauty pageants where these, little 5 and 6 year olds getting all dressed up like
swimsuit competitions and tutus and whatever it's called, you know, striking sexual poses. I mean, if they want to prevent the sexualization of our kids or our kids being exposed to that kind of content, it's not drag shows they should be going after. It's these child beauty pageants, in my humble opinion. Anyhow, picking up your calls here, Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I've been pondering this for some time, and I don't know if I'm in the right direction or not, but it just occurs to me every time you put so much out about it, the Rittenhouse monster, he got away with. The problem, I see so much of this. Where do you think, what do you think could happen if this MAGA crowd starts to, where are the police and the military going to come down in all of this? And maybe I'm way out there thinking of this.
I don't think you are. Really been... Look at January 6th. Why, you know, the police and the military knew what was coming and did nothing. Why?
Yeah, okay.
I think it's because they were on the side of, you know, not all of them, but I think that, you know, many people in the senior chain of command in the Capitol Police, in the FBI, in the, in the National Guard, perhaps, you know, they were sympathetic with the idea of Donald Trump becoming president for four more years, and they allowed that to color their behavior, in my opinion. I think it's a real legitimate concern, Luigi, and I don't think there's any easy answer for it, because policing by its very nature draws authoritarians. So, you know, it's a tough
one. Okay.
Yeah. Luigi, thank you for the call. Bernice in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Bernice, what's up?
Hi, Tom. God, this fear of the other just has to be dealt with in our country.
Yeah.
I called to comment on the call about that expert on killology, Grossman. Grossman, I think.
Yeah.
He's teaching policemen how to enjoy killing.
Exactly. Or apparently.
Yeah. The kind of training that needs to be given to police departments and really to any people in authority is how to treat other people fairly. And that would even include like training jurors before a trial. And specifically what I'm referring to is they need to train white people how to not fear and how to desensitize their own fears of darker skinned people. I've watched and read too many trials where the white offender is on trial and he's acquitted because they, quote, prove to the jury that they were afraid for their lives because their victim was black or brown, you know?
Right.
And that's just, that's got to change. And I don't know, like I said, the training starting maybe very early in different professions would be very helpful.
Yeah. I think as our society becomes more completely integrated, and we're a hell of a long way from that, mm-hmm. but as our society becomes more integrated, I think those patterns of behavior and perspective shift. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that right now with the Zoomers, the first generation to grow up in a society where the media is actually well integrated, outside of places like Fox News. So I'm hopeful for the future, Bernice. But I think your points are well taken.
That's exactly.
Thank you. Yeah.
I
want to get another call in here. Thank you so much, Bernice. Judd in Tyler, Texas. Hey, Judd, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. So I am kind of drawing a line between the American Bun Party back in the 1938, prior to America going to a war with Germany and the fascists of today. And one of the things that really sticks out to me is that, you know, history really repeats itself. Although the characters of today have internet and they've got easy access to weapons. So they're basically one and the same. And it blows my mind just how they don't differ at all.
Yeah. It is problematic to say the very least, Judd. It really is, and these guys are preparing. They're getting ready for a war. Judd, thank you for the call. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, I got about 25 seconds. You got a quick note?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention interestingengineering.com. They have the five breakthroughs in different alternative batteries, and it shows the wattage per kilogram, mm-hmm. and how things are changing. And the other thing is they're now building particle accelerators the size of two containers instead of 27-mile track.
Wow.
And
that's impressive,
yeah.
too. Yeah, I was talking about the sodium batteries earlier in the week. Bill, thank you. Thanks for that. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo, and Carna Verde, all the fine people who help make this program work every single day. I couldn't do it without you, and I can't do it without you for listening to our program or watching our program and letting our stations know that you're listening, letting our advertisers or sponsors or supporting our nonprofit stations. Thank you so much. I'll be gone all next week, family vacation, but Jefferson Smith will be here filling in. You're going to have a wonderful time. So in the meantime, get out there, get active, tag you're it.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFH.